Wireless technology giant Motorola Incorporated has announced another round of layoffs. Over the next year, 9,400 people will lose their jobs. The long-troubled cell phone and semiconductor manufacturer is headed for a fourth straight quarter in the red, NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Motorola has been announcing job cuts for nearly a year now. It says its slumping cell phone business and a slowdown in the semiconductor industry is to blame. Company spokeswoman Margot Brown says no business wants to make the kind of staff reductions that will soon be underway at Motorola, but the company has to eliminate costs.
So we've been cutting back and cutting back all year, not just people, long before that, programs and budgets and all sorts of things. But the bottom line is we haven't made any money this year. We've been operating at a loss, and so we have to return to profitability.
Employees have already been receiving notice. 4,100 company-wide will be let go, including officials at Motorola's corporate headquarters in suburban Chicago. 1,300 people from the company's equipment manufacturing businesses will be affected, and another 4,000 from Motorola's semiconductor operations. Four facilities will also close. When it's all over by the end of next year, Margot Brown says a total of 48,400 jobs will have been eliminated.
But I should point out that of that number, a good 5,500 individuals retained employment by virtue of sales of Motorola businesses to other companies.
Industry analysts like Chris Nagy with the online business newsletter TheStreet.com says Motorola's job cuts may be larger than expected, but not altogether unanticipated.
Motorola remains a huge company. They still employ something like 100, or after this will employ something like 100,000 people. They're one of a lot of companies that expanded basically on the expectation that wireless communications were going to be an enormous industry. They are, but the fact of the matter is there are just too many companies fighting for smaller and smaller slices of the pie.
Motorola's chairman predicts the company will be profitable next year because of the job cuts, other cost reductions, and increased mobile phone business. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.